I'm WUWM's Jimmy Gutierrez. Last week was the first public hearing for a Wisconsin bill that would force local sheriff's departments to work with and assist Immigration Customs Enforcement, or ICE. The bill says that anyone charged with a felony who is unable to verify their immigration status will be reported to ICE. Departments who do not comply risk losing a sizable amount of state funding. At the hearing, every public comment spoke against the proposed legislation. Julie Mankowski pointed out how the bill disregards the constitutional right of due process.
And it is necessary to consider what is happening in our country in relation to ICE and the way that it is going about its business. And you intend to enable it.
Amanda Markway, advocacy director for the ACLU of Wisconsin, said something like this has already been tried. The result was widespread racial profiling.
A 2022 ACLU report detailed how existing voluntary ICE sheriff cooperation programs, particularly 287G, have a long history as a vehicle for racism and targeting of immigrant communities, despite being advertised as public safety initiatives.
Republican State Rep. Jim Piworcik of Hubertus co-authored the bill. He talked about the need to ensure the public is safe from people without proper documentation.
There have been too many examples of Wisconsin residents losing their lives at the hands of illegal immigrants or being victimized by them.
Well, there have been many well-publicized crimes. According to the multiple studies, including the government's own National Institute of Justice, immigration is associated with lower crime rates and increased neighborhood safety. Recent reporting by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel also shows that a majority of sheriff departments would already cooperate with ICE if asked. Some speakers at the hearing called the bill another attack on immigrants. Yuseli Flores talked about how such attacks date before the current Trump administration. Flores says back when Scott Walker was governor, her dad was regularly targeted by the local sheriff's department.
And he self-deported. So he got what you all wanted. My mom and my dad self-deported. I don't have any siblings. I don't have any relatives here in the U.S. I'm here by myself. They've taken everything away from me that they took away my fear. I'm not afraid of you, and we are not afraid of you. We will do everything we can to protect our communities against all of you.
Governor Evers has committed to vetoing the legislation if it makes it to his desk. For WUWM, I'm Jimmy Gutierrez.